This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your signal to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and I have a special note for our listeners. This weekend, we'll be posting audio news extra editions from the Dayton Hamvention. These extra editions will feature news, interviews, and more. The Hamvention podcast will appear on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons or evenings, depending on the convention schedule. If you are a subscriber through your podcast app, an extra edition will appear automatically each day. You can also listen to the editions online at www.arrl.org/arrl-audio-news. And now our stories for Thursday, May 17th. The Laird Campbell Memorial Operators Club Station, W1HQ, at ARRL headquarters recently received a donation from JK Antennas in the form of a new model XR5JK Yagi antenna. The 5-band XR5JK replaces a multiband antenna that was no longer functional. Matt Strello, KC1XX, and Andrew Toth, both of XX Towers Incorporated, were on hand on May 2nd to finalize the construction and installation of the new antenna. In addition, the balun used for this antenna was donated by Balun Designs, which manufactures the baluns used on JK antennas based on their specifications. W1HQ is used primarily by ARRL headquarters staff during their off hours. Be sure to listen for the powerful new signal from Newington. In response to calls from Norway's contesting community, the Norwegian Communication Authority recently announced that it would permit the use of 2x1 contest call signs for individual radio amateurs. With few exceptions, Norwegian 2x1 call signs have been reserved for club stations, which also may use the LN prefix in contests. The new call signs will use the LC prefix, single-letter suffixes available to all radio amateurs with a Norwegian call sign are issued for contest use only and must be renewed every 5 years. The new call sign format was used for the first time in April during the Norsk Ham Meeting 2018, Norway's biggest ham radio event. Interest in the new FT8 digital mode continues to increase with no end in sight. This week, ARRL Radio Sport Manager Norm Fusaro, W3IZ, announced that FT8 QSO uploads to Logbook of the World have far outpaced CW and SSB combined. In just 1 month, there were more than 2.3 million FT8 uploads. As a result, applications for ARRL awards using Logbook of the World credits have risen sharply. So far this year, ARRL has processed 898 Workdahl States applications, a 72% increase over the same period last year. Of those applications, more than half were obtained with FT8 contacts. The mode is also making itself known on VHF, with applications for 6-meter VHF-UHF Century Club awards up 33% over 2017. Norm Fusaro said, quote, "I've never seen anything quite like the enthusiasm for FT8. We didn't plan it this way, but the introduction of FT8 was perfectly timed to coincide with the ARRL International Grid Chase. If your goal is to make contacts in as many different grid squares as possible, as quickly as possible, it is hard to find a mode that's better than FT8, unquote. Maritime Radio Historical Society amateur radio station K6KPH is back on the air after a brief hiatus, although still at a minimal level at this point. K6KPH, intended as a tribute to KPH, the wireless giant of the Pacific, relays the W1AW Field Day Bulletin and W1AW Morse Code Practice Qualifying Runs for West Coast amateurs. The crew of K6KPH volunteers made temporary repairs to get some antennas back in service, and the station is now usable on 80, 40, 20, 17, and 15 meters. K6KPH expects to be ready to handle the qualifying run transmission starting in June, and also will be transmitting the field day bulletins. K6KPH uses the original KPH transmitters, receivers, and antennas. No amateur equipment is employed. The transmitters for most bands are Henry HF 5000 commercial units, but the 1950s vintage RCA commercial units, known as K and L sets, are used on special occasions. Transmitting antennas are double extended ZEPs for frequencies below 12 MHz and H over 2 antennas for 12 MHz and above, all fed with open wire line.
This is Mike Corey, KI1U. ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager. And joining me today is Rob Macedo, KD1CY, Director of Operations for the VOIP Hurricane Net, and the Assistant SEC in Eastern Massachusetts for Skywarn. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Mike. Good to be here.
Thanks. Tell me a little bit about VOIP Hurricane Net and what you do.
Yeah, so the VOIP Hurricane Net has been around for about 14 years now, and it links radio systems and all amateur radio systems via Echolink and IRLP onto one network to help provide critical surface reports to the National Hurricane Center and other agencies that benefit from this information. And that information helps to build a great situational awareness picture during hurricanes as they make landfall across the Atlantic or other areas with which we may have stations reporting in.
Okay, and I've seen there's also VOIP WeatherNet. How do the two interact?
So the WeatherNet is just our regular routine net that we hold every from June through November. It meets weekly at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time Saturday evening, and meets monthly January through May at 8 p.m. And in December, we back up the net 1 hour. To 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's because of the SkyOne Recognition Day event that's on that day. So that's our kind of regular meeting net that we utilize to help get people trained up for when we activate the VOIP Hurricane Net during hurricanes.
Okay, great. So Dayton's coming up, and you're going to be attending this year. What are you looking forward to at Hamvention this year?
Well, you know, it's funny. I certainly will be looking forward to the rapid fire talk on the VOIP Hurricane Net and being a part of the panel on Saturday morning with a number of other distinguished amateur radio representatives. But I'm also looking forward to going there to renew some of the relationships with some of the amateur radio operators that I know personally around Ohio. And you see a lot of your fellow amateurs from your local area at the Hamvention. So as much as I'll be looking forward to kind of the formal gatherings and meetings and presentations, I'm also going to be looking forward to all these other moments with good amateur operators that I consider friends that we've built relationships with for years, and being able to be with them during Hamvention and, as you know, all the post events that happen after the convention.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rob, for joining us today, and thanks for being part of this interview, and we'll see you out at Dayton.
Looking forward to Dayton. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Are you going to operate the satellites on field day this year? Whether you are after the bonus points for the ARRL or participating in the AMSAT field day, you'll want to read the article written by Sean, KX9X, that appeared in the June 2018 issue of QST. If you do not have access to that article, you can find a link to it on the AMSAT.org homepage. We would like you to work the satellites, and to make it more enjoyable, making a contact is necessary. Making several contacts is even better. You can read about all of Sean's tips and tricks to help you make your satellite contact. Whilst you are perusing the article, look at the information on the top of the first page. There's a link to the AMSAT Field Day rules. The rules are easy. Rule number one, make a satellite contact. Rule number two, repeat rule number one. Make your contacts with FM, sideband, CW, or digital. Only hitches, AMSAT only allows one contact per FM satellite. This is to allow more operators to make their ARRL bonus points. Enjoy the satellites, and you're guaranteed to find someone on a satellite. Simply pick a satellite, and there will be someone there, and most likely not just one person, an awful lot. Remember the satellite golden rule. If you cannot hear the satellite, do not transmit. Something is amiss. Either your KEPS are wrong, your frequency is wrong, or you have radio and antenna problems. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Thursday, May 17th. Last week, the Earth made its exit from a stream of solar particles, but it looks like the sun has turned the fire hose on us once again. There is a hole in the southern portion of the sun's magnetic field, and it's sending a stream of particles our way. The stream will reach us today, and the effects may last through the weekend. There is a pretty good chance we'll see disruptions on the HF bands as a result. All of this despite the fact that the sun is once again spotless. On VHF and UHF, 6 meters is still hopping, especially for FT8 operators. As one ham reported, the band seems to be open to somewhere almost every day. The weather system moving into the northeast is causing brief openings on 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and if you're lucky enough to live in Southern California, 2 meters has been open over medium paths on a very frequent basis.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.